Go with me, if you would, back to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Let's read a few verses here, beginning at the end of verse 11. The very last line of verse 11 says, Christ is all and in all. Verse 12 says, Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. You know, sometimes you feel certain things and you can't always put your finger on why. I know you've experienced that. Sometimes you feel like you're having a good day. Sometimes it just dawns on you, I'm having a good day. Sometimes you feel like you're having a bad day, which translates to sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. And there are times when you can't exactly put your finger on why. So I know we have all felt down, you know, maybe just a little depressed. And somebody will say, why? I don't know. Can't put your finger on why. I have been feeling something lately, and I'm very sincere in this. I want to just very simply tell you this. That's what the whole message is. I just want to simply tell you this. But I've been feeling something lately, and that thing is thankful. I have been feeling thankful. And I know that I have a lot of reasons to be thankful. But I can't exactly put my finger on which one it is. I can't put my finger on why exactly, but I sincerely have. There are a lot of things in my mind. Some of them I'm going to bring up here. But I'm thankful for feeling thankful. I'm in a moment. You know how we go through moments. Well, I'm in a moment, and I'm very thankful for it. I'm thankful for the fact that I feel sincerely, sincerely thankful. Thankfulness is a gift from God. I'm convinced of that. True thankfulness. I mean honest, sincere, true thankfulness. That is a gift from God. It's something that He puts in the hearts of His people. And even though that thankfulness extends to other things in life, it carries over to other things in this world. In Colossians 3, right here, I found some things that all of God's people can put their finger on and really know why they are thankful. Really know why they are feeling the way that they feel concerning some things that make us thankful. Recently, we had a message from the end of Colossians 3, verse 11, which says, Christ is all and in all. And I'd like to start right there. God's people are so thankful for the fact that Christ is all and in all. Just so, so thankful. I say this all the time because I experience this all the time. But there are things that we know, and then sometimes we get a hold of them. And then same thing, it'll go back to we know it, and then every now and then we'll get a hold of it. And just in that moment of the Lord allowing us to get a hold of the fact that Jesus Christ has been made to be all I need, all I need. Christ is all I need. That just makes me so thankful. Just so, so thankful. He is all of our hope. It's so wonderful to know where your hope is. You can put your finger on that. You know where your hope is? I sure do. I can put my finger on that one. He's all of our hope. He is all of our payment, all of our offering. We know He's all of our satisfaction, and we know that God is satisfied because He's the payment. He's the offering. He is all of our redemption. He is all of our inheritance. You just think about the fact that we get an inheritance. Really. We get an inheritance. Things seem to fall apart down here. But we have a sure inheritance reserved for us. And it's Him. He is all of our desire. He is all of our message. I am so thankful that when I sit down, every now and then this thought goes through my mind. I'll sit down and open up the scripture and the thought is, now what? There's only one answer. There's only one message. He's all the message. He is all we need. Aren't we so thankful for that? He's all we need. Colossians 3, look right here at verse 1. It says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Aren't you so thankful for that? When He comes back, He's coming back. He is coming back. This is not fairy tale. This is not tradition. He is coming back. He is coming back. A real man is coming back. He's emptying heaven when He does. All the angels, all the brethren, everything's coming with Him. When He comes back, it's going to be a terrible experience in both ways. And to some, the horror is going to hit that He has come back. But for us in Christ, because Christ has been made to be all that we need, it's going to be glory. When He comes back, we're going to appear with Him in glory. That fast. Boom. In glory. Now that's something that we can be thankful for and put our finger on. So thankful for the fact that Christ is our all and in all. That story of Happy Jack the huckster, that's what he said. I'm just a sinner, nothing at all. But Jesus Christ is my all and in all. And they all notice He's happier than we are. Thankful. Just thankful. Verse 12, if you look at Colossians 3, verse 12, it says, Put on therefore as the elect of God. God elected a people to save. Had He not done that, nobody would have been saved. Nobody would have been saved. You know, you tell the truth of election to people, and that's something that they don't want to hear. They just don't want to hear it. But had God not elected a people to save, nobody would have been saved. Every human being was headed into destruction. Every single human being. But because the Lord God reached way down for some and pulled them out, God elected to stop every soul was just running into eternal fiery destruction. And God put His hand in front of some of them and stopped them. Stopped them from what they wanted to do. And because He did that, He delivered them from going down into the pit. And we can't understand that really and enter into that and appreciate that. We can say, yeah, that's so. That's what He did. But you think about that. He delivered us from the pit. God chose to save a particular people in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are so thankful for the fact that, number one, He is all. He's our all. And number two, God chose to save some of us sinners in Him. You know, while this world, so many are crying, what you did was not fair. That's what so many people are crying. That was not fair. Don't we sincerely cry from the depths of our soul, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for Your election. Thank You for being our all. Thank You for choosing to save a people in Yourself. Verse 12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Mercies upon mercies upon mercies. I am so thankful for His mercy. I am so thankful for His mercy. I'm so thankful for His kindness toward us, as verse 12 says. His humbleness of mind toward us. His meekness toward us. His long suffering toward us. That's His patience toward us. Hold your place right here and turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Why? Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Do you know children have a way of trying their parents? And that's what we do every single day. That's what we do every single day to our Lord. But the Lord is merciful. He's gracious. He is slow to anger. And He's plenteous in mercy. Verse 9 says, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. He dealt with us after Christ's payment. He has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. He has rewarded us according to Christ's righteousness. That means everything that He did in His perfection as He walked this earth for 33 and a half years, every single thing He did, the response of God the Father was, well done. Well done, well done, well done. And that is how God the Father has rewarded us in Him. Well done, well done, well done, well done. That thought you just thought, well done. That feeling you just had, well done. Aren't you so thankful for that? And then all of this iniquity, that thought we just had, and that feeling we just had, He rewarded Christ according to that. Verse 11 says, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." And I love this verse, verse 13. "Like as a father pitieth his children." And do parents pity their children? "So the Lord pitieth them that fear Him, for He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him. And His righteousness is unto children's children." And I'm so thankful for that. Just so thankful. Doesn't hearing that, doesn't that make you thankful? Thank God for the fact that Christ is all. He's our all. Made to be all for us. Thank God for His election. And thank God for His mercy. His mercy and His compassion that is brand spanking new every single morning. Faithful, faithful. All right, now hold your place here in the Psalms and go back to our text. Colossians 3, verse 13, it says, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." Turn with me to Psalm 130. Back into the Psalms to Psalm 130. Psalm 130, verse 1, it says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared." Have you ever truly been forgiven by somebody, anybody in this life? Somebody that you did something and hurt them. I mean, you did them wrong, and you know you did them wrong, and you hurt them, and you begged them. I mean, just sincerely begged them for their forgiveness, and they gave it to you. They honestly, sincerely gave it to you. If so, if you've ever been in that case, do you remember how thankful you were that they forgave you? Well, listen to this. There is forgiveness with Him. There is forgiveness. Where is that forgiveness? It's in the Christ who is all. He is all of our forgiveness. There is forgiveness with Him. Verse 7 right here in Psalm 130, it says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." How much forgiveness do you need? How much do you need? That makes me so happy. So thankful. Go with me back to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verse 14, it says, "And above all these things, put on love." Charity means love. Thank God for His love. We just sang, "Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold." You talk about love. That God the Father would send His own Son to be the propitiation. That word means the covering, the atonement. But one plain definition is the bloody victim. That He would send His own Son to be the bloody victim for our sins. The song says, "And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin." Go through your life in your mind. Go through those small years of rebellion. And then go through that older childhood years of rebellion. And then go through your teenage years of rebellion. And then go through your 20s years of rebellion. And just keep on going. Just keep on going. "He bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, thank you." Thank you. Thank you for the love you had for us. Thank you for commending your love to us, even while we were yet sinners, and dying for us. That great love deserves great thanks. Verse 14 says, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." I thank God for unity. That's one of the things that as I was thinking about all this, I could put my finger on. One of the things that was making me just so, so thankful. The Lord has given us some unity. He has given us a true unity with each other. I thank God for the unity that He has put within these walls, inside this congregation. Our Lord said, "There must be heresies among you." That means divisions. But I don't want them. And I want to pray that God will keep us from them as much as He will allow, because I desire unity. I thank God for unity. The unity that I feel with each one of you. That's something that we can put our finger on. And the thing that unites us is Christ. The bond of perfection, He said. That's Christ. That's what unites us. Christ Himself. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed. Finding, as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." I thank God for the peace of God. The peace that God has established for us. The quietness of our souls over our eternal state. Just such a quiet, quiet, peaceful, eternal state. In Christ, we have nothing to fear. Nothing. In Christ, we have nothing to dread. What have I to fear? What have I to dread? Leaning on the everlasting arm. In Christ, we have nothing to argue about. We have nothing to divide over. In Christ, if it's all on Him, it's perfect peace. Peace with Him, it's peace with each other. I'm thankful for that. Verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called." Thank God He has not left me to myself. Thank God He drew me away from worshiping and serving myself. That's something we've all done. That's something we're all so prone to do. Thank God He drew me away from that desire to only worship and serve myself and called me to Him. Aren't you so thankful for the fact that you've been called? You know, we just beg God for people. We beg God for people's souls. Lord, please save them. Please save them. Please call them. It's life and death. It's heaven or hell. Aren't you so thankful that He has called us? Wouldn't we be thankful if He'd call us again? Wouldn't you be so thankful if He would call you right now? You know, He called us. Wouldn't you be thankful if He called you again right now? Wouldn't you be so thankful if He spoke to your heart? Wouldn't you be so grateful? Lord, call me today. Call me tomorrow. Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Please, please speak to me. I am listening for your call. I'm listening for your call. I remember somebody giving the illustration a long time ago of the little boy who was sitting in church with his hands cupped around his ears. He was just sitting on the pew like this with his hands cupped around his ears. And his mom looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, the preacher said that the Lord calls His people. And if He calls me, I want to hear Him. I hope He calls me. If He calls me, I want to hear Him. I want to hear Him. I'm so thankful that He has called me. I'm so thankful that He will call again. He'll call again. Samuel, He'll call. The Lord called again. When He calls, what does He say? When He calls, if He calls you, what will He say? When He calls somebody, what does He say? This is what He says. "You are a sinner in need of a Savior, and I am the Savior of sinners. Come to me." That's what He says. Verse 15. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." I am so thankful for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am as sincere as the Lord will allow me to be. I am so thankful for this word. If we didn't have this word, we would not have anything. We would not have anything. If we did not have this word, we would not have anything. The doctrine of Christ, the gospel itself. I am so thankful for the fact that God has given this to us to read, to preach, to sing. We were singing those songs just a minute ago, and I was thinking, boy, what a privilege and blessing it is that we get to sing these songs. All of it with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Grace in our hearts. That means the gift of God. Grace is a free gift. I'm so thankful for grace. I am so thankful for sovereign grace. God's grace. Free grace. Amazing grace. The wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus that is so much greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden. Setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus reaches even me. Oh, how thankful we are for the fact that Christ is all. Just so thankful. Christ is all. So thankful that God held an election and chose to show mercy because of it. How thankful we are that there is forgiveness with Him. True, sincere forgiveness. And that forgiveness has brought love and unity and peace to us. How thankful we are for the fact that God has called us and given us His Word, the Word of His grace. Because of that, verse 17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Just like when we pray, we communicate to our God and then we close our prayer by saying, "Lord, we are saying all of this in Jesus' name. We're saying all of this in the name of the Savior, in the name of the God-man, in the name of the mediator, in the name of the one who has made intercession on our behalf. We're coming to you in His name. Our communication is only because of Christ, for Christ's sake. As it is up there, may it be down here." Verse 17 says, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." All of it in the name of the Savior. "Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." He is the reason that we're thankful. He is the reason. We have every reason to be thankful in Him. Every reason. Every child of God can put their finger on that right there. They can say, "That's it. That's it. It's because of Him. All because of Him, I'm thankful. All because of everything we have in Him, I'm thankful. I feel thankful. I just feel so thankful." So may that keep going. May the Lord keep that feeling with us. All right, let's all stand together.